Tabloid trash now.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Britney alone.
So, yesterday we mentioned the Kim Kardashian and the Taylor Swift feud.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Swift has put out her album called The Tortured Poets Department, which yesterday I accidentally called the Tortured Poets Society, like an idiot.
I like that, though. I liked it better than department.
Well, that's because of Dead Poets Society, you know? So I'm getting them mixed up.
Oh.
But, so Taylor Swift released her album, and there's a song on there called Thank You, Amy, which has the capital letters that spell out Kim. So, obviously, it's about Kim Kardashian. I don't think anybody's even questioning that. But maybe you could.
Yeah.
Okay, you could. Okay, so, Kim Kardashian says she's over the feud and thinks Taylor should just move on. And honestly, I think that's like the best response that you can have.
Probably, except maybe an apology.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like you're on the side there of Taylor. I don't know the real backstory of this. I know there was a phone call with Kanye West. It was a leaked phone call in his song Famous.
Yeah.
And I assume it was Taylor
yes,
on the call.
And Kim recorded it and I believe allegedly like doctored it.
Okay. All right. So that started this whole feud. Kim saying she should move on. In the chorus of the song, Thank You, Amy, Taylor sings, all that time you were throwing punches, I was building something, and I can't forgive the way you made me feel. Screamed, bleep you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing. I can't forget the way you made me heal. So there's that. By the way, Kim Kardashian, I this is hard to defend, okay? She's obviously very wealthy, and so is Taylor Swift. Kim Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and or maybe yesterday, and she said that she blow dries her jewelry before she puts it on because it's too, she doesn't like cold metal on her. Oh, wait, it gets weirder.
I do that too.
Do you really? Okay.
Well, I don't usually blow dry. I'll hold it in my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This one I don't think you do, though. She has her assistant remove the cardboard that surrounds a cup of coffee. You know, those, what do they call those? I don't know. She'll have the assistant.
The sleeve.
The sleeve. Yeah, the sleeve. She'll have the assistant remove the sleeve because she doesn't like the sound of cardboard.
Well, I do that too with my assistant.
Oh, come on.
No, that's super weird. But that's just rich people stuff that we don't understand what it's like.
I hope I never understand that.
Yeah.
Though. Even if I were super rich, I wouldn't. Yeah, whatever.
You wouldn't have me remove your cardboard sleeve?
No. Okay. You know what I would do? I would get my own Nike shoe deal, which segues nicely into the next story. So Caitlin Clark has padded her WNBA income by signing an 8-year deal with Nike worth $28 million.
Good for her.
Because her salary, her rookie salary with the WNBA is $76,000. That's nothing.
That for one season, yeah.
For
That's
one season,
crazy,
yeah.
But
that is crazy. And by the way, she abruptly walked out of a meeting with Puma because their lowball offer was just $3 million, which I would walk out as well.
Yeah.
If Puma offered to
make... It's not money you're missing. You don't have it anyway.
Well, true. If Puma offered to make a Dave shoe, I'd be like, at least $15
million. Yeah. You
know? Scotty McCreery has, of course, had a hit with this song, and he knew right away that the story behind this song was very country.
You know, it's an old-fashioned, you know, breakup song, and it's, you know, you try to win the girl back, but, you know, she's already moved on, and the cab in a solo in the cab of my truck, just immediately for me, I was just like, come on, that's some country music there.
Boy, just hearing Scotty talk makes me feel more country, you know? It's just like, can you just talk some more?
Yeah.
Miranda announced a year ago that she was leaving Sony Records. And we haven't heard much from Miranda since then.
Yeah, not really.
I do love this song, by the way. It's my favorite Miranda song. It's
I do like this one, yeah.
That's why I'm selfishly playing this one. But she signed with Republic Records in partnership with Big Loud and is going to release her first song called Wranglers on May 3rd. Miranda says music is and always will be the thing that drives me, but having a new home has given me a hunger I didn't realize I still had inside me. This song feels like it could be on the same record as Gunpowder and Lead. I do think it's been a little while since she's really amped up the energy, you know? Not that she's not working hard. I'm sure she is, but we need like a rockin' song from her.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. Birthdays. Carly Pierce is 34 today. Kelly Clarkson is 42. Cedric the Entertainer is 60. And from Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson is 78. And that is Tabloid Trash. So today is Administrative Professionals Day.
It is.
And I always forget about this. We don't have enough professionals here at the radio station, honestly. But
think about the times in your life, like in your career, that a really good office secretary has just really like, it's made or break, it makes or break morale in a lot, I think.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, certainly. I know we don't even have a secretary now here at the radio station. I do miss having a secretary for more than just morale reasons. But yes, I know what you're saying. And yeah, the person, usually a female, but not always.
Yeah.
That person kind of is the face of the organization, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And not even just that, but like, so she's retired now, but shout out to Robin Palmer. He used to work with us. I loved coming in and seeing her every day. It was like, you know, you have like a work best friend, but man, those work moms just hit different. And I loved having her here.
Well, maybe we could just hire another administrative assistant. The thing about administrative assistants, too, they usually know all the dirt.
Oh, they do.
And they know where everything is. Mm-hmm. Like, they know all the secrets and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would, maybe I should become the administrative assistant, give up the morning show and just do that.
I'd get you flowers today if you did.
Okay.
I don't know if that's enough to make you do a career change, but...
Maybe. Some days it might work. But yeah, administrative assistants, obviously, they do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep, so just remember in the day and, I don't know, get
buy him lunch or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say a pen?
Yeah.
Get him a pen?
Like a nice one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
There are nice pens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe do more than a pen.
Nice pen. Be fine. Maybe a Bic.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Paper Mate.
RSVP, them ones.
You never know. Well, anyway, to all the administrative professionals out there, happy Administrative Professionals Day. We've got a pizza to give away from Westgate Lanes. It's time for...
Shortcut.
Shortcut. This is where we play a shortcut of a song.
Very creative.
Yeah. And the first person to guess the song title and artist will win an 18-inch two-item pizza from Westgate Lanes. 419-879-9292 is our number. Here is today's shortcut. What is this artist and song title?
I know.
Yes, I know you know. We discussed it at length off the air. 419-879-9292. What is the song title and artist? It's too early to give a hint.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I think the artist is obvious.
It should be.
Right. But the song, it's been a little while. Hi, what's your name?
Glenn Davis.
Glenn, where are you from?
Lima.
Where do you think the song and artist is?
Still Luke Combs.
You know what? I appreciate you taking a guess. But no, it is not that. 419-879-9292. What is that song title and artist? Up for grabs, a pizza from Westgate Lanes. This is how I spend my days at work. What do you do for a living? Oh, I just kind of hang out and play little clips of songs.
Yep.
419-879-9292. What is that song title and artist for a pizza from Westgate Lanes? The remix.
That's a little better when you do that.
Yeah. What is that song title and artist? Okay. I see what's going on. I'm going to extend it just a hair, okay? I don't like to do this, but see what happens. Well, that didn't do much. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Megan.
Megan, where are you from?
Wapakoneta.
What do you think that song title and artist is?
Is it Brothers Osborne, I'm Not For Everyone?
I appreciate you trying. 419-879-9292. What is that song title and artist? Well, it's been a while since this came out. I can say that.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, because honestly, I've said before, I remember hearing this at country concert when they were warming up or they were doing something. And I remember just thinking what a perfect day it was. But I have no idea which country concert that was. Because as cool as our jobs are, they all run together for me.
Yeah, just, they kind of do.
It's a big haze. 419-879-9292.
It's a male singing. We can give that hint.
It is a male singing. I mean, yeah, it's not Kelly Pickler or anything. It'd be... Hi, what's your name?
Melissa.
What do you think?
Brothers Osborne, 21 Summers.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. You have amazing skills and talents, and you've won a pizza as a result of that. You hang on, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, 7:52. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Yes, it was Brothers Osborne, 21 Summer. And if I expand that. There it is.
Yep, and what's the word?
Coincidentally?
Yeah, enough. Tickets for Brothers Osborne go on sale at 9 a.m. today.
Right. At allencofair.com, or you can find the link at 921thefrog.com. Buy your tickets.
Coincidentally. There, I said it.
Yeah. There's a lot of skills in radio. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. I get it. I trip over my words all the time. Coming up, we've got three big things, including what Luke Bryan says saved him in his fall on stage the other day. Also, of course, we'll give you details on today's big ticket sale going on that you just mentioned, coincidentally enough. And one other thing. It's all ahead.
Three big things. I got my hands up. I need an alibi.
Three big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. The first big thing, Victoria, the big thing today is that in a little under an hour now, tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock for Brothers Osborne.
Yeah, they do. You can get links to tickets on our website.
At 921thefrog.com. I'm excited. Brothers Osborne is going to be a great show. Ton of hits.
Yes.
Like this one, of course. And Corey Kent is up and coming as well. He's the opening act.
I'm excited to see him, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. It always is a great night.
It is. I love concerts at the fair.
Saturday, August 17th is that big concert with Brothers Osborne and Corey Kent. Get your tickets now at 921thefrog.com or allencofair.com. Second big thing, Luke Bryan. He fell the other day on stage.
Yeah.
He's okay. I would imagine that happens to every performer.
At least some point, yeah.
Yeah, you're
good. Did you see the fall?
Actually, yes, it's on our website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I watched it on American Idol. He fell. Like, it wasn't a stumble. He, like, went, like, flat on his back.
He credits his butt for saving himself. Thank goodness he wasn't hurt too bad. He probably was hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he says that his butt with the tight jeans, he didn't mention the jeans, but
yeah,
that's what helped him. So, yeah, if you want to see the video, by the way, we've got several different angles and takes. It's like a documentary almost.
It's on a play-by-play.
Play-by-play of Luke Bryan falling on his butt at 921thefrog.com. Third big thing, tipflation is a thing. People are like being asked to tip more and more and more. I'm all about tipping. So, you know, if I go to a restaurant, I usually give 20%.
I am all about tipping too. I do think since COVID, it's gotten a little... out of, like, anything that you do, you're asked to tip.
Yeah, well, that's true. Plus, the other day, you know how a lot of times, well, most of the time now, everything's on a tablet?
Yeah.
I saw, you know, they've got the options, like 10%, 15%, 20, 25. I saw 30 the other day. I didn't use 30, but I'm kind of like, oh, come on. And yeah, there have been things where I normally wouldn't tip, and now I'm like, oh, am I supposed to tip now?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, I would rather pay personally a few extra bucks, like on your menu items, like, and just me not have to tip. Just pay your employees the extra, me not have to tip.
Yeah, but then you know what would happen is they'd probably still.
It would be hard as a culture to get out of. Like, yeah, people
well,
would still expect
that too.
It. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got real problems.
We do. We really do.
That's three big things. Don't forget Brothers Osborne tickets this morning at 9 o'clock online 921thefrog.com. And three big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. Victoria, it's time to play this or that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Potato chips or pretzels?
Ooh, potato chips.
To me, it depends which potato chips.
Oh.
Like, it depends. Like, my wife loves a certain brand that I can't remember. Oh, Mike. No, not Mike Sells. Ballrix.
Oh, really?
She takes Ballrix out of Tiffin, and I am not a fan.
Oh.
I mean, they're fine. I'll eat them, but... So to me, the type of potato chip matters. Kettle is, I'm all about Kettle or Ruffles.
Oh.
Or no? What? Do you have a favorite?
Probably Funyuns.
Funyuns are not chips. We've been over this.
They are.
They're not even shaped.
They're in the chip aisle.
Yeah, a lot of things.
Literally, like right in between chips.
There's other things in the chip aisle, too. There's salsa. Is salsa a chip? No, it's salsa. Okay.
You know, I would take a soft pretzel, though, over all of it, like a hot soft pretzel.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, I know you're a Pepsi fan,
mm-hmm.
but Coke or Sprite?
Coke.
Okay.
Resentfully, because I'd rather have a Pepsi, but...
I understand. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Milk.
Really?
I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh, it's amazing.
I guess, to be fair, I haven't tried it since I was, like, little, but I didn't like it then.
You're walking through life with blinders on.
My grandma had those Dove's dark chocolate candies, and I think she did that on purpose because she knew us kids wouldn't like them.
Well, I don't blame her for that. But, yeah. Oh, I love
it. Well, it worked. I still don't like it, Grandma.
dark chocolate's amazing. Okay. Peanut butter or almond butter? Have you ever had almond butter?
I have.
You have?
I'd probably pick peanut butter, though.
Okay.
What about you, though? Because you don't like peanut butter.
I guess I've never had almond butter, and if I had to choose, I'd pick almond butter and just try it, but yeah, I'm not a fan of peanut butter. I don't know why. I mean, I could eat it. Like, if somebody gives me a piece of peanut butter pie,
yeah,
I'll eat it because I want to be polite, and, you know, it's just not my favorite.
You are very polite.
Am I? I try to be. I don't know. Okay. White bread or wheat bread? Honestly, they taste the same.
I don't think they taste the same, but I'm pretty indifferent. I don't really care.
They taste the same. I bet if we, you know, we should try that sometime.
Okay.
In one of our less interesting days and blindfold you and see if you can tell the difference. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
I know you have an iPhone.
Well, so do you.
Yeah, I do. In other words, I already knew the answer to the question. No. But I think Androids, you know, but this past eclipse, I think Androids took better pictures, but.
Your pictures were pretty good.
They were pretty good. Of course, it depends which one you have.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea? I already know that one.
Coffee.
Yeah, you're not a fan of tea.
I like cinnamon tea. That's it.
Oh, it's just tea with cinnamon in it?
I think it's just water with cinnamon in it.
Water
basically.
With cinnamon? So it's not even tea. It's just water and cinnamon?
It's
got to be tea.
I know, but I don't know what makes tea tea, but I think it's just cinnamon.
Tea does. Tea leaves make tea.
Yeah, I think it's just cinnamon. I don't think there's tea leaves in it.
Okay, one last this or that, because honestly, I can't go on with this. Cake or ice cream?
Oh.
That's a tough one.
I guess it depends on the cake.
Okay. Well, what would be your perfect cake?
Chocolate frosting.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite ice cream?
I'm kind of an equal opportunity with ice cream. I'd probably get like hard dip or hand dip, whatever you want to call it. I'd probably do strawberry, I think.
That's a good choice. You're very refined.
I am.
Anyway, for what that's worth, that's like 3 minutes of your life that you can't get back, and it's this or that, and it's Mornings with Dave or Victoria. Coming up, we've got tabloid trash. We've got the Kim Kardashian-Taylor Swift feud to talk about. Ooh.
Yeah.
I get shivers.
They're beefing.
Yeah. Plus, Scotty McCreery in the headlines. Miranda Lambert will tell you where she's been. All coming up in tabloid trash on The Frog. The Frog!